And a very good morning to Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books.
Good morning.
In the Auckland studio. You have been reading The Memory Police by Yoko Ogawa. Please tell me about it.
I have. Well, it's like Anne Frank's diary flipped on its head and spun into a novel. It's set in a fishing village, and it's the kind of place where people know their neighbours and who repairs their houses and who sweeps the snow away. Only on this island, things disappear. A bell, a ribbon, a stamp. And with each disappearance, the people of the island wake up with a sense of unease, and they gather about in small groups and burn the remnants of the thing that's disappeared. And in this way, the object, a rubber ball or, say, a ferry ticket, is forgotten. It's just wiped away, as it were, from the collective memory. But the problem with that is that some people retain their sense of recall, and for them, the disappearing is really hard to bear. I mean, if they think about perfume, then they're sad for the person that they smelt it on and so on. With so much gone. But, of course, these people, then they resist the forgetting, and that's why the island needs the memory police to enforce things. So now people may disappear because anyone found to be remembering or harbouring disappeared objects is taken away by the memory police in their ominous-looking lorries. And the narrator, who's our main character, she's a young novelist, and in her own name, we never learn this. And she writes books which are always centred around someone searching for something or someone. And one day, in a meeting at her publisher's, she senses her editor can remember things and hatches a plan to hide him in an attic-like space in her house. And this story is balanced really beautifully with a sense of domesticity. You've got simple meals, trips to the market, and visits for birthday cake and tea, all existing alongside the terror of people and objects disappearing, and this feeling, the constant feeling of the ground always about to shift under your feet, and the truth buried amongst the tea trays and warm socks. I'll just give you some context about the author, Yoko Ogawa. She's actually a household name in Japan. She's got over 40 works of fiction published, and she's won every major Japanese literary award. To date, she's had only 5 of her works translated into English, including this one, but I really hope they publish more. And Ogawa, from an early age, was captivated by Anne Frank, and she, as a child, would write a diary addressing each entry as if Anne Frank would read them. And as an adult, she now owns pretty much every book there is on Anne Frank's life. So reading The Memory Police and knowing this made even more sense, because she paints this delicate kind of terror, which I felt really mirrored the tone of Anne Frank's diaries. And it was intriguing how Ogawa weaves together the loss of truth and democracy and extinction and the power of memory, and then balances alongside the making of new families, which are not ones you're born with, and then how we grieve for our old families when so many things are forgotten. And the tension rises slowly. It's like you're like a lobster in a pot, unaware and distracted by the comfort of the surroundings and Ogawa's precise sentences until, well, I can't tell you more, but gardeners won't like it.
You sound like you like it, however.
I did like it. I think it was like how she does it. It's like a breath of fresh air, how she goes about things. You never know what's going to happen. And I think, does she do justice to Anne Frank's story? I think so. Yeah, it was beguiling.
Recommending.
Yes, I do.
Thank you. Melanie O'Loughlin of Unity Books has read The Memory Police by Yoko Ogawa, published by Harville Secker. $35 the price.